This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Today on the Roto Report, we're joined by Sam Amico, Cavs beat writer for FoxSportsOhio.com. He and I were out at what I like to call the three-ring circus the other day, which was Cavs Media Day out at Cleveland Clinic Courts. And Sam Amico, have you ever in the years you've been covering the NBA or any sport seen a Media Day that you saw the other day?
No. You know, I obviously, I've been covering the Cavs full-time since 2007, Kenny, so, it was the first LeBron stint. But then LeBron was here. At that point, he'd been drafted by the Cavs. He was a regular part of the Cavs. So it wasn't quite as big of a story as him obviously leaving Miami to return to the organization. I'd never seen, they said people went close to 300, around 300 credentialed, which had been almost triple of what we saw last season. Last year when Mike Brown was back and there really wasn't a whole lot of news surrounding the team, but now you have LeBron James, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, Sean Marion joining the team. These guys who have won titles, Mike Miller, and now, I mean, it only makes sense, Kenny, that people are fired up. They are the story in sports right now, and will be throughout the year. So, it was pretty amazing to see. And I will say this, and I've said this before, the Cavs PR staff deserves a ton of credit because I just thought that it went very smooth. They had it very well organized, and they had everybody go up to the table at the front. And I just thought for as many people that were there, and they had all the players go around to their different stations when they stopped by and did their radio and TV spots, I just thought it was really well organized. And fortunately, the weather was good, so the media tent outside, was not uncomfortable. It wasn't cold. It wasn't rainy. Everything went off without a hitch, all things considered.
Sam, it reminded me of what was the circus back in 2003 when LeBron James was senior at St. Vincent St. Mary, okay? They traveled around the country and played games, and the following was unbelievable. Now, there was a lot more people here for Media Day than, they had there, but still, for the high school level, first time games were ever on TV. I did games on the radio and on the internet. The following for them was unbelievable. And that's what we need to get used to, right? As media members of this team and Cleveland fans should get used to seeing we are the center of the basketball universe this year.
Well, that's very true. It is really true. I heard today that the Cavs said that 15 members of the Israeli media are coming to the game Sunday night, the preseason game against Maccabi Tel Aviv. Of course, a big part of that is because David Blatt was coaching the team last season over in Israel and now the Cavs coach. So they're going to draw there. And then you think of opening night, they're playing the Knicks. And the New York media, it was always crowded when they were playing the Knicks, even when LeBron wasn't here, because there's so many members of the New York media. So you're throwing New York media on opening night. The fact it's opening night of LeBron's return and all the heavy hitters are going to be here from the media, it's going to be insanity. And I don't know how they're going to fit all these people covering the game in the building. But, like you said, Kenny, we just need to get used to it because it's not going away, not with this team this year.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how they fit all the media members in as well for some of these home games. And I'm also curious, Sam Amico, to see how David Blatt, David Griffin, the Cavs coaching staff fit all these egos into one locker room. And are there enough basketballs to go around? So Kyrie can still get his 20 and LeBron get his 20 and Kevin Love get his 20 and then Deion get his 16. How are they going to fit this all together? How are they going to create this team chemistry that we hear them talking about, Sam?
Well, I think a big part of that is the offense that they're instituting. David Blatt talked about at practice today, which is, we're going to have a very free-flowing system. It's similar to the Princeton. It's not the Princeton offense, but it is a similar offense where, it's all predicated on guys making hard cuts to the basket. letting the defense overplay them a little bit, making the smart pass. And Kenny, frankly, they have four of the best passers in the league. At least two in LeBron James and Kevin Love are exceptional passers. Anderson Varejao's become an exceptional passer, and Deion Waiters at the shooting guard spot is a pretty doggone good passer. And then you throw in Kyrie Irving, who has shown he can distribute the ball when playing with all-stars, as he did in the All-Star game, as well as the FIBA World Cup. So I think all of those things combined enable them to be the type of team that gets all these superstars enough shots. I think eventually maybe chemistry will be an issue at first, as it can be in these situations, but I think eventually they'll be one of the best passing teams in the NBA.
I saw a quote from LeBron James after practice today, Sam, and I'd like to get your thoughts on it. He said, and I quote, "What's not to like? We have a lot of talent. We have guys that want to learn, and we have guys that want to work. So that's the key." Again, the words we're hearing are great, but can that indeed translate to the practice floor, to the game floor and game time? And can everybody be happy?
Well, you know, the good thing about this is LeBron is the clear leader of this team, obviously,
yeah.
Right? He's the best player in the league. And he's been in this situation with two other stars in Miami when he played alongside Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. And they managed to make it work there, and they all managed to get their points. You know, there's going to be nights where Kevin Love has 9 points and 17 rebounds, but he's only going to have 9 points. So that is going to be the biggest adjustment, is that these guys like Kevin Love and even LeBron and Kyrie Irving and Deion Waiters, as you mentioned, their top four scorers are going to have nights where they don't have big scoring nights, but they're going to have to do the other things well. But then there will be nights when they go for 30. All four of them have that potential. So that's going to take a little bit of getting used to. I'm sure those 9-point, 11-point games where they only get 7 or 8 shots because another guy's really hot. But in the end, as we've seen so often in professional sports, when you're playing for a championship, if you're able to give of yourself, then obviously it's not a big deal because you're doing it for a greater cause. And that's something LeBron has seen now. He didn't see that from 2003 to 2010 when he was in Cleveland. They weren't winning championships. But now he's won titles. He can lead and say, this is what we need to do. You know, hey, Kevin Love is hot tonight. I'm only going to take, 11 shots tonight because it's going to mean a victory. So I think once they get used to the idea of winning, particularly the guys like Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, Deion Waiters, who haven't won big before, haven't really, those three guys haven't even been to the playoffs. So this is going to be new to them, but I think they're going to enjoy it as they see that, hey, giving of myself a little bit here is going to result in very good things. And, of course, more publicity and championships, and those things always tend to make you feel better about yourself.
Besides chemistry, Sam Amico, defense is a concern of mine with this basketball team. Kevin Love, not known for his defense. Kyrie, Deion, I talked to Deion about it. He was honest with me. He said, look, my off-the-ball, my help-side defense needs to get better. That's where I struggled. No rim protector on this team right now. So offensively on paper, they look great, like they can score 110 every night. But what about defensively? How concerned are you about that? And do you think David Griffin will go out and get a rim protector before the season starts?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's a huge concern, but I agree with you. It is an issue. It is if we're going to look for a weakness, it would probably be their overall team defense. They have good individual defenders. And Sean Marion, I would say, is your top defender. He can guard anything from point guard to even the center. I mean, he can defend all positions pretty well, especially coming off the bench. He's kind of a lockdown guy. So that's going to help. LeBron's played on a team, when he first went to Miami, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, himself, they were not known as great individual defenders. They ended up being a really good defensive team, particularly the years they won championships, the 2 years they won the titles. They were a really good defensive team because they played the passing lanes, and that's something the Cavs are going to try to do. They're going to gamble a lot, I would think, with LeBron James, Deion Waiters, Kyrie, capitalize on their quickness a little bit. They're not going to be great individual defenders. They just don't have that makeup. So They'll have to do it by committee. As far as the rim protector, right now I can tell you that the Cavs are banking on the fact, or they're at least going to see what Brendan Haywood has left. Today, Brendan Haywood at practice said, I am the rim defender on this team. I've proven that I can do it in the past. I'm healthy now. My foot's fine. I've been playing 5-on-5. I'm ready to go, and I will prove that I will be the rim defender that this team needs. So he's very determined to prove that. He's 34 years old, and he's right. He has done it in the past, and he knows, hey, look, if I go out, alter 4 or 5 shots, commit 2 or 3 hard fouls when the opposing guards are going to the basket, get you 5 points and 7 rebounds, that's really what they're looking for. So if he can do those things, then maybe he's right. Maybe that guy is here. I still think David Griffin, the Cavs GM, is going to go out and try to get another guy who can guard the basket just in case Haywood doesn't work out.
And the last thing that I don't want to say is a concern of mine, but it's going to be a storyline to watch and see how it develops, is first-year head coach David Blatt coming over from Europe, won the EuroLeague last year, has been applauded for all of his success overseas, but we've never seen it at the NBA level. And to help him out, they went out, they brought in Tyronn Lue as his assistant head coach, who played under Phil Jackson and coached under Doc Rivers. And they brought in Larry Drew, who was a head coach in the NBA before. So give me your thoughts on what you've heard so far from David Blatt, the players in practice and after practice talking about David Blatt, and how big of a storyline is this?
Well, I think it's, you know, a pretty big deal, because even just the fact, Kenny, that he lived overseas for so long, you know, since 1981 when he went over there as a player. He never really, you know, maybe he'd returned to see family or something, but he was overseas, you know, and coaching in Israel and coaching the Russian national team. This is a whole different world for him. So, yeah, there's going to be an adjustment. But as you mentioned, I think that Tyronn Lue and Larry Drew were excellent hires, in the sense that, you know, even though Ty Lue hasn't been a head coach before, he's worked under some greats. Obviously, Larry Drew, coaching the Hawks and coaching the Bucks, has an idea of the leadership it takes. And I think that, you know, you almost have David Blatt, who's the overseer of everything, and has this help. Ty Lue's kind of the offensive coordinator, if you will. Larry Drew, the defensive guy. Jim Boylan, also on the staff, a former head coach in the NBA. I think all those guys will help him along. He's going to have to adjust to the number of games per week, less preparation time in practice, and, you know, obviously also the games are longer, 48 minutes as opposed to 40, those type of things. So that messes with your rotation. But I think it'll be a quick adjustment for him, simply because of the assistance that he has on the staff, as well as the players he has in the rotation. It's going to make it a lot easier as well.
What do you make of guys like Mike Miller talking about David Blatt in just a few practices being an offensive genius with the offense that he's running and trying to install, and other players commenting along those lines?
Well, I think there's something to that. You've seen, you know, if you've seen any film of David Blatt's teams overseas, they play a very European style that stresses ball movement, make the extra pass. He had stopped when they were having informal workouts. He would stop them. You know, he wasn't putting in plays or anything, but he would stop them and say, hey guys, you know what, make the extra pass, because why are you taking that shot when you could make another pass or another two passes and still have plenty of time on the clock and get a good shot? And so those are the type of things, Kenny, that he brings to this team, and I think that's going to really help them along quickly.
We're talking with Sam Amico from FoxSportsOhio.com, Cavaliers beat reporter. Cavaliers underway with their practices, getting ready for their wine and gold scrimmage on Wednesday night, and then their first preseason game against Maccabi Tel Aviv on Sunday. Both of those games will be down at Quicken Loans Arena. Sam, one of the things that stood out for me at Media Day and talking with Dion one-on-one and Anderson Barajal one-on-one is that these guys are re-energized and they are looking forward, and how could you not? They're looking forward to be playing with the best player in the world, and the fact that Andy and LeBron already had a relationship. Dion is a guy that LeBron spoke highly of, and then LeBron saying, hey, this is Kyrie's team. He's got to be the Tom now. Tom Brady didn't play well tonight, but he's got to be the Tom Brady, the quarterback of this team, and I'll be the Bill Belichick in helping coach. The LeBron impact on this, how much better will all of these players be because of LeBron, and how much better of a coach will David Blatt be because of LeBron James?
Without question, they'll all be considerably better. And I venture to say the best gauge of that will be to watch the Miami Heat this year, because a lot of those guys, LeBron is the type of talent, just like Michael Jordan was, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, that makes role players better. He makes the role players play better on the road. He gets them open shots. He makes them feel comfortable. It's just like anything. You're playing basketball, you're going to feel more comfortable, and your mind will be more at ease when you think, you know what, if I mess up here, that's okay. This guy's going to cover me, and he can do that. And that's going to be a big mental relief for all of these guys, particularly the Anderson Varejaos, Tristan Thompsons, Deion Waiters, Kyrie Irving. All these guys are going to feel more comfortable because they're going to realize quickly that, hey, you know, here's Kyrie Irving, for instance. I just missed a layup. Well, LeBron came out of nowhere and dunked it home, you know. And, I mean, those are the type of things that give you confidence as a player. And LeBron James is just the great ones, just make everyone better, almost not even on purpose. Just because they're on the floor, it builds your confidence in yourself, and you're going to start winning games. So you don't worry so much about the mistakes. Not every mistake, like the past 4 years for the Cavs, has been magnified because they've had no one to help them recover. Superstars in the NBA are so valuable for that reason. And I really think, you know, I particularly think one guy who's really going to benefit by LeBron's presence is Tristan Thompson. I really think, because Tristan is the kind of guy who's athletic enough to get out and run the floor and finish, and LeBron and Love and those guys are going to be able to feed him the ball when he's in the game, and I think his game's going to raise up a little bit because of the presence of these other superstars. And I think that's true of everybody, but I look for a big year from Tristan Thompson as a guy who will really benefit from having LeBron James on the team.
All right, last thing before I let you go, Sam, somebody sent me a tweet asking me to ask members of the media to come up with a name for Cleveland's big three, and Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, Kevin Love. One early thing I saw was Tri-C in reference to the local community college. I've got them as the Cleveland three for now. Have you heard any other nicknames floating out there about the Cleveland's new big three?
The only one I saw was the big three in CLE, the abbreviation for Cleveland. But, I haven't had much of a chance because everything's been so sudden, it seems like, since LeBron got here. It's like there's different news every day almost, which is great. Kevin Love came. And it's funny, Kenny, because things just finally started to seem to stabilize as training camp started. And now it's like, well, now that everyone's here, what do we write about? You know, so it's interesting. And now maybe perhaps we can put, I could put some focus into that and answer it on Twitter and suggest some nicknames for these big three, which I really think is almost, it's better than the big three in Miami, simply because I think this team is way deeper than anything Miami had, provided everybody is able to stay healthy and the chemistry's okay, because now, you know, I mean, already right off the bat, you have Sean Marion, Mike Miller, Tristan Thompson probably coming off the bench. If not, Anderson Varejao coming off the bench. You know, if Brendan Haywood's healthy, I think that this team is better than anything we saw in Miami. They just don't have the experience. Their big three, Cleveland's, does not have the experience of winning that Miami's did, obviously, because when LeBron went to the Heat, Dwayne Wade had a championship already from 2006. These guys, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, the other two-thirds of the big three haven't even been to the playoffs. So, but I think overall this team is deeper, it's faster, it's more athletic, and it's more potent 1 through 12 than Miami ever was during the LeBron era there. So it shouldn't be too difficult to come up with a nickname for these guys.
You mentioned the depth. It triggered one more thing I want to ask you about. What's the latest on Ray Allen? What are you hearing about Jesus Shuttlesworth. Is he going to walk on the Lake Erie water into Quicken Loans Arena and become a member of the Cavaliers? Is he going to retire? Is he going somewhere else? What's the latest you're hearing?
No, you know, I think, in all honesty, Kenny, I'm just getting a feel, a gut feeling that the Cavs have told his agents, his representatives, look, if Ray wants to, like, come to camp later, miss most of camp, we completely get that. And I really think because of that he's willing to take this time off, and not partake in camp. What is he, 39 years old? You know, I mean, you can't blame the guy for not wanting to come run gassers at training camp. So I honestly think, Kenny, just a gut feeling that he will see what the Cavs have in the preseason, see them against Tel Aviv and see them against some of these other opponents that they're playing early in the preseason over in Brazil against the Heat. I think that he'll come join the Cavs. I really do. I don't have any hard, concrete evidence of that. He hasn't said anything yet. The Cavs haven't heard from him, but I think that's what he's going to do ultimately, because it's a great story and a great situation and something that's going to be tough for him to turn away. Guys don't want to retire. You know, I think he wants to play at least one more year. So I'd be surprised if he doesn't. If he joins someone else, I'd be surprised. I think he's going to come play with LeBron, because at the end of the year, that's every indication said he wanted to play with LeBron. He wanted to play one more year, and he wanted to play with LeBron. And I think that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, I've been saying since June he was going to be a Cavalier, making that prediction. I still think that's the case, and I think your point is an excellent one. A guy who's earned his stripes in the league at age 39, he can shoot just waking up, coming out of bed with his eyes half open and knock down three-pointers better than most guys can after shooting for 30 minutes in a gymnasium in the NBA. So I'm with you on that. He's earned the right to maybe come in at a later date, and if that's the case, it's like baseball. You can never have enough left-handed pitching. In basketball, you can never have enough shooters. And I think that's what's going to happen with Ray Allen. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Hey, what can we keep an eye on from Sam Amico at FoxSportsOhio.com as far as upcoming articles and how you're approaching this season?
Well, Kenny, I we talked about before we came on, is I'm writing a preview for every team, one a day for 30 days. I already had the Utah Jazz, Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, good. So I don't have to do that. You all can just read Sam Amico's articles on all the different teams in the NBA. Thank you, Sam. You saved me a lot of work. I don't have to do that now. Good for you.
Well, you can feel free to link to them or promote them as much as you want, because
I will
tell you the early ones, the Utah Jazz, Milwaukee Bucks, you know, those type of teams, Sacramento Kings, those aren't – I could promise you those probably won't be real well-read. But, you know, as we get toward the end, we'll start getting into the San Antonio Spurs, the Cavs, the Heat, all those teams, the Bulls that are supposed to make a push here toward the end. But we'll get into those closer to the season. So I'll have one of those a day. Obviously, I'm covering, you know, as far as practice goes, practice reports, camp observations. I usually have at least one, if not two, Cavs-related stories a day. Then as the season gets here, you know, we'll be looking at three or four stories a day on game day. So there's a lot to write about, and it's an exciting time for sure. I just hope I have enough words in my head as I get older. I'm struggling to find the right words, but it's like riding a bike anymore. You've done it long enough, and these guys make it easy because there's so many great storylines this year. So there'll be plenty to read, Kenny, on FoxSportsOhio.com, and of course, we'll also link to any podcast that I'm on, and I'm certain we'll have plenty of those.
Yeah, I was going to say, I look forward to doing a lot more this year with you with the podcast after games throughout the year, and we'll have them at KennyRota.com and, of course, on FoxSportsOhio.com. Sam, I'll see you Wednesday night for the Wine and Gold scrimmage down there at Quicken Loans Arena, but I always appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right, Kenny, thanks a lot for having me. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
There he is, Sam Amico, joining us today here on the Roto Report. Hope you enjoyed that. And it was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real and go Cavs.